respect for women who get dressed up and go out. I have so much respect for all the women in here who got dressed up and came out tonight. You guys are amazing. Guys, you look good too. I'm sure you ran a wet wipe over your situation. Thank you so much. We are not worthy of all the effort. But I like to give women a little extra credit because I know how long it takes us to get ready to go out. Oh my God. There's so, right? Yes. Oh, now we're on the same team. I still hate you. Let's be real. No, I'm kidding. Seriously though, Jacket, right? It's hard. There's so much extra stuff we have to worry about as ladies, like between the hair and makeup and mace and self-defense classes and therapy. It's like, no wonder we're always late to everything, you know? Gotta put on the armor of the Lord every day. Just, no, being a woman's really fun until you want to go for a walk by yourself and then you're like, dang it, but I got all these holes. I can't just go strolling, it's drafty. Gotta plug those up. Well, it's my idea, yeah. Ooh, I can feel the men in here shutting down. I don't care. Take a dump, make a phone call. Not your joke, all right? You don't have to worry about this. You finish up a night out, you're like, well, time to go home. We finish up a night out, we're like, well, hope I make it. Like, that's the difference. We have to remember all the tips we learned in Cosmo this month about how to not die. That's all Cosmo is, by the way. Tips on how to get you guys off, how to not die. How to get you guys off, how to not die. And then every third page, they're like, oh, and buy some more makeup, you ugly, ugly bitch. Have you seen the thing we're supposed to do with our keys when we're walking alone at night? Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Good for you, Jacket. No one's putting you in a suitcase. Well done. This is a real thing. We're supposed to put our keys through our knuckles so they stick out like these little Party City claws. Is that scaring anyone in the parking garage later? Just like, oh, just get to the Prius, Lindsay. Just get there. Just, oh my God, that was a branch. We're okay. Good practice swing. This is not a weapon. This is a joke Hugh Jackman makes in a Toyota commercial. I think about this all the time because I travel a lot as a lady, pretty much exclusively as a lady, and every once in a while I'll go somewhere cool, I talk to the hotel staff like, hey, where should I go, what should I do, what should I see? And they're always like, oh, well, you're a woman, you're basically handicapped, stay inside forever. And it's so offensive because I'm prepared, you guys. I have my mace, I have my claws, and if all else fails, I'm gonna walk around like this, okay? You know what this walk says? Not worth the jail time, bro. Go for someone else. Easy to catch, no fun to bone, all right? I am not your princess. You don't know what I'm smuggling down there. That's some dark magic. Curse of the Black Pearl, all right? You guys can use this. Is it ladies' night? Join arms, do a little Wizard of Oz. Down the yellow brick road to safety. If your date's not laughing, he's for sure gonna kill you. I do that joke so the Tinder people get home safe. That's who that's for.
Do you know how long it took me to train my husband to eat my pussy correctly? I'm not going back out into the world, find somebody new to coach all over again. It's too much work. All of that knowledge that my husband has now, all of that time I invested, all of that muscle memory lives and dies with him. You can't store that in some sort of iPussy cloud and then just download it to a new husband 2.0. He is bespoke to me. Irreplaceable. Yeah. Look, many patient nights, I wanted to fake it, okay? But I knew that it was so fundamental for the long term that he get it right, and that lying to him would just be cheating myself. And so I would shove his head down there and keep it down there until his face got pruny. Many nights he'd enter 7 p.m. looking like a 30-year-old man, exit hours later looking like Tommy Lee Jones. You know how hard it is for a young Asian man to suddenly transform into Tommy Lee Jones? I think a big part of being good at eating pussy is that you just gotta be into it, okay? Do it with gusto, with enthusiasm. It's a privilege, so act like you know, okay? Yes! Yeah, don't hesitate. Don't... being forced to eat broccoli. And hold your own goddamn head up, too. Don't use my thigh as a tripod and just...
But you gotta do that stuff, you know, you gotta, oh, I love it. Oh. Well, you have to, man. I don't wanna be single. Are you kidding me? No way, not in this era, uh-uh. No way, because women, you know, we can't just get all old and fat like in the good old days, you know? Like now we gotta maintain our fuckability at every era of our lives. It's exhausting. You know, Kathy Bates is an amazing actress because she kind of has to be. You know what I mean? Like, you turn 30, you pump out a kid, and now they call you MILF. 40, and now I'm a cougar. And then you're a grandma, and you're like, oh, sweet, I'm out of the system. No, you ain't. Now they call you a gilf. A grandma, I'd like to... No, not Nana. Not sweet butterscotch candy giving Nanny, no! And here's the thing that's whack. There's nothing for dudes, right? They don't call you guys animal names or acronyms. They don't call you guys DILFs. Well, it's true, you know, because there's no such thing as a dad you want to fuck. Well, no, I know this because I've been in the airports in the Midwest and I have seen the dads. Oh, I've seen you dads. Really, Dad? You think some woman is gonna be like, oh, yeah. Dad, oh. I love those faded blue jeans you got on. Mm-mm. Oh, is that a brown braided belt?
We walk into this bar and one of the difficult parts about being a woman, besides everything, is that, it's really hard, is that you're constantly battling with yourself. In the long run, we're battling our weight, hair color, wrinkles. Minute to minute, it's just an adjustment of your hair and your bra and your underwear and your makeup and your mustache, braid it, beat it, set it. You're always doing something. Because if one thing is off, then the night is ruined, Scott, okay? One time, I left my house without mascara on. I did a U-turn on a four-lane highway. Like, no! They will see the whites of my eyes. Everything has to be perfect. And guys, it's exhausting. It's exhausting being a girl. Did you know, fun scientific fact that I made up on the way here, that women get 4 minutes out of every night. 4 minutes out of every night where our brain sends a message to our body saying, everything's okay, stop messing with it. 4 minutes out of every night where your brain sends a message to your body like, homeostasis achieved. You're like, oh. And the rest of the time, it's just mayhem. Everything has to be perfect. So we walk into this bar, my first thought, I gotta fix my lip liner. Now, I'm not even a big lip liner wearer, but in that moment, 'twas everything. In that moment, I believed fixing my lip liner is what stood between me and eternal happiness, okay? I had to take a liner, I had to find my liner, and line my chola lips, okay? That's what I had to do. So glad I got a response. In North Carolina, nothing, okay? Had to fix my lip liner, had to be right then. To the gentleman in the room, I don't expect you to understand the urgency with which I had to fix my lip liner. The only thing I could liken it to in male culture is like when you feel you have to adjust your balls. Similar immediacy, as we've seen, unfortunately. When you feel that's gotta happen, it's gotta happen now. Go, 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 in front of children, Christmas Eve, family portrait, messing with my dick. Messing with my dick in public. Woo! It's a dick puzzle, I'm solving it now. Maximum comfort at any cost. This is my right, Nancy, get off my back. So many guys right now have to adjust, like, I'm not gonna do it. I believe that's what Elvis was doing. Makes sense. Needed my liner. Now you understand that I needed it, guys, okay? Needed the fucking liner. That means I had to find the liner in my bag. However, I had a big bag. There's a very specific way that women will search for something when we have a big bag. What do? You take a designated search claw and you plunge it. Never breaking eye contact with your prey, I mean your date. Notice I haven't blinked, Chicago, dedication to acting. Constant eye contact being a reminder that, yes, I can multitask and keep talking. I'll make a great partner. Marry me. Meanwhile, to the outside world, it looks like you're wrestling with a very small bass. If you're a real pro, you keep the conversation moving. Still haven't blinked, by the way. If you're a real pro, you keep the conversation moving. I'm listening. Keep talking. I can look and listen. Say FanDuel one more time, motherfucker. I'm listening. You're digging around in there. Meanwhile, as a woman, you're having to come to terms with the seventh layer of hell that is the bottom of your bag. It's just a graveyard of dismembered pens. There's coins. Why is there always a Nature's Valley granola bar crumbled? You stick your hand down. You come up with oats between your fingernails. You're like, ow! Digging around, a gym lock, a phone charger, a concealer without its lid. Why? Why can't we make them with retractable lids that don't break off? Because you stick your hand down there, unknowingly you come up with one creamy finger. You're like, no! No! But it was expensive, so you're like, no! So now you look amazing. Keep looking. Bits of paper, a sock, keep looking around. Tampon out of its wrapper. Maybe I keep it. Nope, I'll get sick digging around. If it's out of the wrapper, don't keep it. Sometimes it's like, oh, I'll just don't blow on it. And then you're going to get dysentery. You'll never finish the Oregon Trail. Seven or eight seconds go by, I cannot find my lip liner. 7 or 8 seconds go by, which in girl years is like forever. I cannot find my lip liner. So, what's a logical thing to do? Maybe use the other hand to add to the search, right? To aid in the excavation. Maybe get a cellular device to illuminate the situation. Not me! I dropped to my knees on a dance floor, dumped out the bag, and start sifting through it like Helen Keller learning how to spell water.